Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Dean.
It's your boy, Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture. This week on the show, we are talking Rambo 5, Last Blood.
Pop culture. Rambo 5.
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay. It's not that popular at the moment. But anyways, so we're also kicking off our series of single ticket movie month.
Yep.
So this month, we use the funds from our Patreon to send us all to the movies. Unfortunately, we don't have that many patrons, so we could only send one. And we took a vote. I lost and had to see Rambo Last Blood.
Which is ironic, though, because you bought a ticket to the movie, but then you also bought, like, twice the ticket price in snacks. So
yeah, and I had to go to Gold Class. So,
and well, obviously. I mean, Gold Class is duh. So yeah, Patreon course, is really but, good.
Yeah.
But not really? If you want to send three boys to the Gold Class. Make a wish.
With snacks and drinks and, you know, like,
yeah, exactly.
I just racked up this massive,
Yeah, well, we're like, just going to sit there?
Yeah.
But
no.
Watch a movie like no, Rambo. No. What really happened was that we just really did not want to go see Rambo Last Blood.
And I know.
Yeah.
And you know what's the worst thing is, like, Paul suggested it. And then I was like, okay, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So I went and watched the movie. And then you're both like, hey, we're not going to be able to see
it. I would have seen it. But then we did this whole concoction. I was like, okay.
Yes.
I was going to see it, like, the other night. And then Rachel's like, oh, we have friends coming over. I was like, whoa, what a shame. My one chance to see this movie that I really wanted to see. Oh, no.
Yeah,
what are we going to do now?
Anyway, so if you're at home and you haven't seen this movie, don't worry.
Join the club.
Podcast hasn't seen it either. So I'll do my best to tell these two losers what happened.
Jace, before we did start, though, I do want to see it. So if you could not do spoilers.
Oh, sure. I'll avoid them.
That'd be great. Thank you.
I'm sure.
When Jason says, all right, we're going to go into spoiler territory, I'm going to leave.
You just switch off.
See you guys later. Leave,
Keep it short because I've got to edit this one.
Yeah. Well, it will be short.
Oh, my God.
And spoiler free.
That's right.
That is brilliant.
Okay, so firstly, does it soar? I'm going to ask myself because, you know, there's no point
Jason,
asking.
Jason, does it soar? Yes.
Oh, thank you. No, it does not. In fact, it could be the contender for worst movie we've reviewed, and that includes some great movies of, like, Dark Phoenix and Rim of the World territory.
No, so you're saying this is worse than Rim of the World?
It actually ranks on par with Rim of the World for me.
Wow.
And that is sad because I actually really like Rambo. I liked all of them up until this one, but yeah. This one's just it's not a good movie. It's just kind of a nasty movie and there's not much to really like about it. It's just, like, nasty and ill every aspect. There's not, like, you know, yay, Rambo. It's like, no, he's just old and everyone's dying and it's just, And it's not done well. It's kind of like, I kind of see it as, like, John Wick, like, level violence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But without the choreography.
Oh.
Okay.
So
are you actually, like, are you actually on Rambo's side, though? Are you rooting for him or? Are you just like...
Honestly, I don't know. Yeah, you are.
You're
his
always
side,
rooting for Rambo.
Yeah.
But the way you were saying it was like, it sounded like Rambo's kind of like a very unrelatable character in this. Like you can't actually...
Oh, he's not unrelatable. I just think that the movie itself is just nasty. Like there's it's almost more like a horror movie than it is like an action movie. Because of the level of violence. Because, like, I know, like, the last one was pretty violent, but it was still kind of, like, cool. Like, if that makes sense. This one is just really, really violent.
Mm. Right.
That's without the story that really goes with it. And it's just very...
Just violence for violence's sake.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not well done. Like, I can sort of go, oh, yeah, it's awesome if it was well done, if it was well choreographed, if the set pieces were really cool, I'd love it. But I just thought it was kind of just a crap movie. But anyways, so...
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Depending on how you explain...
Rambo, New Blood.
How you describe it to us?
Yeah. Yes. So, okay.
We probably open in a forest somewhere.
We actually do. We do open in a forest.
Whoa. How did you do it, Paul?
We got to remember where Rambo is in this whole chronologically, where he is. Have you guys seen? Oh, yeah, you should be. You know, we're on episode 70, I realized, and that's almost the age of Sylvester Stallone. So, wow. Well done, us. Yeah.
Well, there
and
you
it's
go.
Also not, six yeah. inches taller than him.
Who is? What, the episode?
The number 70.
Wow.
Okay.
That cool. should be our tagline. Nose before birds, we're six inches taller than Sylvester Stallone.
So, Rambo has taken on prejudice cops in the first one.
Great movie.
Yes.
First Blood. Great
they
movie.
They drew
I love
first
that
blood.
Movie.
So, that
yeah.
is
oh,
a, really
a great
they
movie.
Did. They did.
That is
for sure. It was a great movie. Then we have a really stupid title, but we have Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. So, stupidest title ever, but Vietnam War, he goes back and he decides
been
to
second
retroactively.
Blood. Freaking out.
Yeah. More should've. Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. More blood.
So he goes Next back blood. To the Vietnam War. It's after it's over, but he like retroactively wins it. I don't know how it works, but yeah, yeah, he does it. And the Russians are there because we all know how heavily they're involved with Vietnam.
Of course. If there's one thing, yeah, the three words that come to mind when I think of Vietnam was war, you know, yeah. like napalm, carpet bombing, and Russia.
Yeah, Russia. Yeah, of course. It just loops
America
all
winning.
Around. And America winning. that was
the
yeah,
three words an American thinks is we won, y'all.
Yeah.
We so, don't, run.
Don't read a history book.
So Rambo 3, he is he in Russia for that one?
I haven't
he's
actually
fighting
seen
the
Rambo
Russians
3.
Again. You I, haven't seen Rambo 3?
All I've seen of Rambo 3 is what was parodied in Hot Shots Part 2.
Oh no, wait. He's in Afghanistan in that one.
He's in Afghanistan in that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but he and is fighting the Russians again, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Because so,
Afghanistan
you know,
is just
when I think
full
of
Russians.
Afghanistan.
There's yep, no snow completely. In Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know why.
He goes
yeah.
after because his friend slash boss.
Yeah,
Captain
yeah, Colonel
guy,
Troutman
Colonel,
or whatever.
Yeah, he gets
yeah.
captured, right?
Yeah.
And so he goes and...
Yeah, it's, yes, that's he does. Because he's like, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. And then his friend, like Colonel Trotman, I don't know.
Trotman.
He gets captured
yep.
and he gets sent
and
back.
He
is,
oh,
like,
I guess
like
I'm going
he basically
back.
Is like, I'm gonna go rescue him in Afghanistan.
Yeah, and they did
and
a
then,
perfect parody of it in Hot Shots Part 2,
oh,
which is
fantastic.
The
yes.
better version of that movie.
It definitely is. So I don't think it's the worst one in the series, as we'll get onto that tonight. And then we have Rambo, I think it's just called Rambo,
just
which is
Rambo.
The
yep.
part four. And that's where he wins the Burma War by going in and saving some Christian missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of that movie, he goes back to his family ranch, which is in Texas, I believe, where he's located in the beginning of this Arizona. Sorry.
Yep. Okay.
So that is where he's located in the beginning of this movie, and that's where we're at when it opens up. So it opens up as all good Rambo movies should, in a forest, like you said, Paul. You were correct.
Thank you.
It's a rainy night.
Of course.
And we have what you always associate with Rambo. Like, what do you think of his attire when you think of Rambo?
Is he wearing a bandana?
No, he's wearing a cowboy hat. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and he's riding a horse. Because that's exactly what you think of. And he's wearing like that whole like what are they called? Those
like a duster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So he's wearing the whole cowboy outfit, and it's pouring down rain. And we get all like the SES guys that are like going up into the mountains, and they're like trying to rescue some tourists that have like gone up there, and they're all pulling back because the damn wall's about to break. Because you know
the damn wall.
That damn. Yeah.
wall. The damn wall. Yeah, Fair. That damn wall. So, and what we wall? Have Rambo, Cowboy Rambo, as I like to refer to him from now on. He is on his horse Rambro. And he's going to just keep going in. Rambro. He heads into where everyone decides to run out of and go and save these tourists. That's he finds Rambo. A dead one.
Oh, nice.
He finds a lady. She's dead. She's already clearly died earlier on.
Yep.
And he goes further down into this dry riverbed and he is there and he's trying to rescue the other two people. And one of them is there and he goes, oh, I've got to save my wife. And instead of telling him that his wife's dead and he's already seen her, he's like, no, she's gone. And the guy's like, no, I've got to find her. And he's like, no, she's gone. And then he just runs off and naturally he dies. Because he wasn't Ruth Rambo and
wait,
nobody
is
can
he
survive.
Saying she's gone as in she's dead?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. But instead of saying like actually saying she's dead, just let her go. You need to save yourself because the damn wall's going to break and all that kind of stuff. He just damn. Lets him run off.
What else would he have meant by she's gone? Like there's like, wait, like I got to go. Just like she's gone. She'll be back in a minute. Like she's just going to get some milk. That's all. Just hang on.
He's like, yeah, she's gone to get milk. That's
it.
Pretty
like,
much all
I've just
he said.
Entered this cave and I saw that her car wasn't here.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait here. Gone. That's fine. We'll just wait here till she gets back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, and
it's understandable why he'd
he
think
could
that.
Have saved yeah. him. So the damn wall breaks and
what wall?
Whole the damn wall.
Stop. Yeah, but what damn wall? Yeah.
You're great. anyways.
Feel free to cut that one.
No. The wall breaks and there's like this massive like gush of water coming down the riverbed. And it takes like, I don't know, Rambo, like about 45 minutes to like tie himself and this one lone survivor lady,
later.
To a rock.
Yeah.
Later. So he ties her to a rock and the water like holds off until it's like they're fully secure.
That's
kind
good.
Of thing. Like it's nice. It's nice of the water.
It's considerate
to be
water. That's
like
good.
That.
That's
yeah.
Really I like it when water's considerate.
I like it too. Yeah. It's much better.
Mm-hmm. Considerate water should be a label.
The rapids like all go around them and they survive. And then he gets out and they find the dead husband that had run off.
So he's gone now as well.
Yeah, he's gone now too.
Okay,
so
great.
Yeah,
cool.
That'll be
so
back.
Clean.
Rambo's like, I lost another man kind of thing. Ooh. And you know, like, yeah, as you do. And so he starts to go through a little bit of post-traumatic
Man-bo.
Stress disorder.
I'm sorry.
just from memory, like, you know, in First Blood when yep. like, mm-hmm. when Rambo had Man-bo. A really old friend of his called Maria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And she had a daughter and everything. Yeah. You remember that, right?
Yep.
Not really.
No. Because that didn't exist until this movie.
Oh,
and really?
So they retroactively write in some.
Yes, I hate it when he does this.
Oh, okay. So, I was like, I don't remember that at all. But okay.
Yeah. So she was that. Like some sort of character that like apparently he grew up with and he's known her like forever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sort of like a pseudo father to her mm-hmm. granddaughter, but she looks like his age, but they never really indicate that they're the same age. They kind of act that she's like the grandmother to him kind of thing, that she's always like a mother sort of figure, but really
How
they're
old
in
is
reality.
Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, she must, he's 73.
So she's like 100.
Well, I think she's meant to be like older, but
right.
in reality, I think she's probably younger than him or she looks younger than him.
Freak.
So, but they make out that she's like a motherly sort of figure and he is sort of this pseudo father to Gabriella, who is mm-hmm. this 18-year-old or 19-year-old girl. She's basically about to go off to uni. And before she mm-hmm. goes to uni, she wants to go and meet her father and basically confront him and ask why her father left her.
Oh, yep.
Sort
mm-hmm.
of thing.
That's fair.
Tick that one off the list before moving on. Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yep. meanwhile, right. Rambo, who he's been making some bunkers at his house because he's like a doomsday prepper now. That's kind of what he does. Which, yeah. So he's going through post-traumatic stress disorder from the random people that died in the beginning that he like saw in the national park. Mm-hmm. He's getting like flashbacks to them and everything like that, which is really interesting because you'd think that someone that's gone through you know, heaps of wars and stuff. You might get some flashback to some of the wars, totally. But no, it's all about these people that died in like the forest in the very beginning of the
could
movie.
He, oh. Like, no offense, but just like you, could he be suffering from some sort of memory loss?
Yeah.
Where he's only got his short-term memories.
Alcohol-related memory loss.
Oh, it's completely it.
Right. Would explain a lot. Like, you know, how he doesn't remember that he didn't have friends back in First Blood.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He didn't remember any of those. And I was like thinking maybe they didn't get the rights for the movies, so they couldn't go back and use some of that for the flashbacks. But really? Then right at the end, they have like a montage of all the other movies. And I was like, oh, so they did have the rights for the other movies kind of thing. What? It was just really weird. Yeah, it's really weird. It's stupid. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
So,
everyone else he killed deserved it.
Maybe?
That's right.
I don't know.
Like when he pegged a rock at that cop in the helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That bloody cop.
What a time.
Man.
The guy in the helicopter is the guy from CSI Miami.
Well, he survived.
The Horatio, dude?
Yeah, really? Horatio, yeah.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad he landed safely.
No, he died.
But how is he in Miami?
What?
That's why he's so good at murder. Because he lived it.
Yes.
He lived the killing.
He lived it and now he can solve them. Oh, it's his superpower.
What a man.
It's how you get the superpower. You have to be murdered and then you get that superpower.
Before you solve other people's crimes.
Yeah, you have to have your own.
The detective area of the station is just all necromancy.
Yeah.
Who recruit today?
Was like, yeah. I guess, you know, in our profession, you can't really be a filmmaker if you haven't seen other films. You can't
That's
solve crimes.
True, so you can't solve crimes unless you've been murdered.
That's
you
right.
You have lived it first. Exactly. So, it's the same thing.
Rambo is still a doomsday prepper. He's got like all of his tunnels that he's like, this bunker like is insanely big underneath his ranch.
Nice.
He's like basically tunneled the whole thing. It's like a whole, you know, like in Vietnam, how they had all the tunnels.
Yes.
He's basically done that underneath his ranch. So
well,
obviously that'll come in handy.
You're right. So he remembers things like that kind of stuff from Vietnam.
Yeah, but he doesn't remember all the friends that died along the way.
He just remembers the structures.
Yes.
Like, man, this is well done. Well constructed. I'm taking notes.
So Rambo, there's a line in here with Maria. She's like saying to Gabriella, who wants to go, or Gabrielle, sorry.
Is that the daughter?
Yeah, that's the daughter.
Cool. Sorry.
So she's the granddaughter, actually. She's not actually the daughter. So the mother actually died earlier on from...
Rambo?
No, not Rambo's mother. Gabrielle's...
There we go.
So Gabrielle's mum died of cancer earlier on, which we don't... Like, it's like off screen. We didn't know about it. We just hear about it.
That's what he calls his gun.
So, Gabrielle is like, I want to go to Mexico and meet my father and confront him, tell him, like, ask him why he left me kind of thing after my mother died. And Maria, who's her grandmother, is like, John's more of a father than your father ever was. So Rambo's more of a father. And she says something along the lines of, in the last 3 years, he's been more of a father than your father had ever been kind of thing.
In the last 3 years.
Yeah, okay. It's really stupid sort of thing. Like he's been around for 3 years and he's the new role model and everything like that.
That's a lot of fathering to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of fathering. Like, that's yes.
Oh,
full-time fathering right there. Does he get tired to do his doomsday tunnels?
Well, I don't know.
He does whilst fathering. He's like,
whilst fathering.
Take a shovel. Come with me. I'm going to father you.
This is what fathering's all about. Digging holes.
You didn't see your father doing this kind of fathering now, did he?
That little peasant could have held a shovel.
So Sylvester Stallone, like Rambo's like, we're going to have a talk. And basically he's like, you're not going to go see your father in Mexico. And then he's like, good talk. And that's it. And then later on, she goes to Mexico. He's, nice. He's like, but we had a talk kind of thing. But yeah,
I fathered you.
Mexico anyways. Yeah, I fathered you. So Gabrielle has a friend that lives in Mexico that has has found where her father actually is. And
right.
she's basically the one that's like tracked him down and everything like that. And her friend is like kind of sus. As soon as she gets there, she seems just super like one of those friends that is nice to your face, but you know, they hate you kind of thing. Hmm. Kind of like Paul.
Oh, I was going to make a joke. Damn it. I was going to say like, James.
I don't know what you mean. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So, you're not going to say who I was going to say. But hey.
You're like, you'll never know.
It'll be one of Jason like,
Paul. Yeah, like Jason Paul.
And Rachel sometimes.
like Jason and Paul and my wife and my daughter and my family and everyone probably, I've ever known.
My other child as well somehow. My I've never seen child. A sonogram roll its eyes before, but it did.
You're like, aren't all friends like that? I don't know what a friend is. Is it like that?
We only see each other at Christmas.
You say you're explaining a bad friend. You're just explaining a friend. Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah. What's going on?
So Gabrielle goes to Mexico and the friend sends her to this house that she's like, yep, that's where your dad lives.
Cool.
And she gets a really warm reception like from her dad. He's like just happy to see her.
Should I call?
Yeah, it's more of like. It's probably, he's up there with Shazam's mom.
Oh.
And could be, like, they could compete for the worst parents. Like, they'd make, like, a perfect couple because he's like, nah, your mom died and then I got stuck with you, so whatever kind of thing. Or, so he's like, yeah, really, really warm.
Jean Grey's dad, that kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. So,
okay.
But without any like superpowers to kind of justify him being afraid of her, he just doesn't want her around.
Yeah.
So she's super upset, which it's kind of understandable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just wanting to do his own thing.
I'm not into fathering right now. Someone else can father.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's optional.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it is so, a verb.
So he sends her away and she goes back to a friend and the friend's like, let's go out and let's just have a few drinks in the city and just forget about this kind of thing. So she goes out into the city and she gets roofied.
Oh.
Yeah. And doesn't come home. And then
this is the catalyst.
Maria gets the phone call and she goes and tells Rambo and like she went to Mexico and she didn't come home. They get the phone call from the friend and the friend's like, oh, she went and seen the dad and then didn't come back from the dad.
Misinformation.
Yeah. Rambo goes to the dad's place and is like, yeah, I told her to go away kind of thing. And then he does like this super manly thing. And he basically, it's really funny in the movie, but like you just got to picture it. So he's at the doorway and he does this really like macho thing.
Yeah.
And so you know, Sylvester Stallone. So you can just imagine like he's grunting and groaning kind of thing. Like that kind of thing.
You're trying not to laugh as you say it. So I'm sure it was really effective.
It was so effective. So he's threatening the dad and he like basically pins him up against the door and he's like seconds away from kissing him, it looks like. And I'm like,
nice.
What kind of threat are you giving him right now?
He is Mambo. He's Mambo.
So he finds out that he sent her away. So he goes and sees Gabrielle's friend. And she's like, nah, I didn't see her kind of thing.
Giselle?
And he sort of puts it together. Right? Yeah, Giselle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he puts it together that she basically is lying to him and that something's up. And so she sort of spills the beans because he threatens to kill her with his massive knife.
Wait, what?
Well, the Rambo knife.
Yeah.
Is that literally the only way he can get information out of anyone? It's like,
yeah,
I could ask you some questions, but I'd rather threaten to kill you first.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much it. But, like, she kind of deserves it because you can see that she's done something sus.
Okay.
And the friends, like, he does sort of put it together. And so he goes to a bar. The friend points out some of the, like, the seedy guys that are obviously the ones that drugged her.
Seedy men.
And there's one guy in particular that basically recruits all the women from this place and they get
sort of
brought into the...
That's what this is now.
Yes, it's it is. Taken. It is fully Taken. The whole movie is Taken. Okay. But it does change a little bit. So,
okay.
Anyways, so he follows the guy out and then he interrogates him softly with a knife in the leg and dragging it down his thigh a few times. And then
he's
like,
giving him a hand, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, you know how it is.
It's a classic.
And so that guy then leads him to this facility where she's been taken. Oh, it's like not a facility. It's a it's just like an apartment building where they're basically drugging women and like sending them into the sex trade kind of thing.
Oh, right.
And so yeah, it's fantastic.
That's a great. Right.
Yeah, it's something that like you really want to see in your Rambo movie.
Oh, yes.
Lighthearted entertainment.
Lighthearted,
and I kind of
family friendly.
Yeah, completely.
Well,
and I did not expect any Rambo movie to be called family friendly. So this is
yeah, that's true. So
Rambo Band-Aid.
What I missed, there's actually a lady in the bar that was watching the guys, and she's seen Rambo go out, and she actually follows him.
Yeah.
With the guy, like after she sees him attack the guy, follows the car. Mm-hmm. So he gets to this building and he goes to go in, but there's like Overwatch all around, like everywhere. There's people like just hanging out. Like there's just security everywhere and they're all texting each other. It's like this whole thing where he's just walking through. Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, there's like some stranger coming in.
Oh.
You know, just, you know, maybe like it's like Neighborhood Watch.
I like that.
Basically.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're banding together. Good so
on. Beautiful.
They all come around Rambo, just in like a group hug kind of situation. And they're like, you know what? We might beat you up a little bit now.
Okay.
So they give him a little bit of a beat down.
As long as it's a group decision.
Yeah, it is a group decision.
It's a democratic.
They give him a slambo.
Yeah. slambo and the Rambo. So they beat him up a fair bit. Yep. And the bad guy explains that he's the bad guy. And there's actually two bad guys in this. There's two brothers that are like running this Mexican cartel kind of thing where they've got like a whole, like the sex trafficking sort of thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Blood and brothers. He basically explains that he's a feminist, which obviously
sounds like
he
it.
Explains it in like, No, the bad guy. He explains that he really appreciates women and he thinks they're really nice.
He's definitely empowering them.
He's empowering them,
He's
giving them heroin. He's doing a lot of things to, like, you really raise them up.
To make money.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, so Rambo's not really keen on that. Yeah. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to cut your heart out, basically. He, like, threatens that to the one of the brothers.
Sexist.
Yeah, sexist Rambo. Instead of killing him, at this point, they also find a little picture of Gabrielle in his wallet. So they're like, we're going to make it extra hard for her because we know that you're whatever and you shouldn't have cut, like, you're somehow related to her or whatever. So
he's not
going to
be a fanbo.
No, he's not going to. Rambo's not a fanbo of this. So instead of killing Rambo, the bad guys give him a real beat down and they like cut up his face. They do a few things and they sort of just leave him in the gutter kind of thing.
Nice.
And
man,
meanwhile, the lady that was watching him sees him like get like beat up and left in the gutter. And she sort of goes and rescues him after everyone sort of disperses and she gets him out of there kind of thing.
Disperse or do they like get in a Vambo and run off?
Yeah, they get in a Vambo and... she saves Rambo with the Vambo. So we get these weird sort of montages that kind of remind me of Rocky as like, you know, Rocky's like, oh, well, not Rocky. Rambo's getting better gradually. And then and then Gabrielle's basically just been drugged and like systematically. Yeah. It's fantastic. Like basically like you don't see anything, but it's sort of really implied that like they come in and they go out kind of thing, all that kind of fun stuff. But yeah, so that's what happens with him and, he's getting better and it's about 4 days later and he wakes up and he gets introduced to the lady, which her name's Carmen, and basically her sister was picked up by the same cartel a few years beforehand, and they found her body in a river somewhere, kind of thing. She washed up on shore. Wait,
the same river that was at the forest at the beginning?
I think it's all connected. No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Found her body in Arizona, even though they're in Mexico.
Hey, man.
She just went to get milk. So her sister's gone as well. So she'll come back.
Yeah. So
she's gone to get some Jambo.
Rambo's like, you know what? You can help me out, Carmen. You know where they probably would have taken Gabrielle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, help me find where she is.
Yep.
And she's like, yeah, okay, I'll help you find. Like, eventually she says, yeah, I'll help you find her.
After Rambo tortures her. And then that's the only way.
That's the only way.
It's like Taken. He shoots her in the leg.
And then she tells him. Yeah,
I would have just told you.
I was about to tell you.
So, when you think of Rambo, what kind of weapons do you think of when you think of Rambo?
Knives and grenades.
Yeah, bows and arrows. Yeah. So Rambo decides that he's gonna take on this one brothel.
Oh, nice.
With a hammer.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
He's like, that's what brothel he calls it. Hammer time.
Yeah, hammer.
No, that's actually just a hammer. And he goes through and he just takes out everything.
Oh.
Everyone kind of thing. Okay. And with a hammer. So he just goes through, carving up kind of thing.
He's giving everyone a Wambo.
He gives him a Wambo with a hammer. So he finds Gabrielle, and he also finds a whole heap of other girls, but they're all really terrified to leave because the Mexican cartel, the two brothers that lead it.
Empowered they are.
Yeah, because they're all about empowerment and everything.
Because
they
just said there's some psycho out there with a hammer.
Exactly. So they are all too terrified to leave. So, so they end up staying because the two brothers have threatened to kill anyone that leaves kind of thing. They do leave.
Yep.
So he carries Gabrielle out of there and they're driving back to Mexico and she's heavily drugged up, just really drugged up.
That's pretty and fair coming out of Mexico.
Oh my God.
And we lost half of our Mexican audience.
We had a Mexican audience?
They're both drugged though.
Come back, Diego.
So we have some great Sylvester Stallone acting in this.
Here we go. Yay.
We've got some really memorable lines in this moment, and he's that as they're driving back from Mexico.
He said the same thing in The Untouchable.
Yeah, he did. He did.
The Expendables.
He said the same thing. The Expendables.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone was in The Untouchables. Oh my gosh. What a different movie that would be.
He's driving back to Mexico. She's going in and out of consciousness and he's saying some sort of speech about you tell me you love and all this sort of stuff. I don't know. It was all this stuff.
That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. That was good.
We could audio clip that and be like, holy crap, this guy's got Stallone.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
exclusive
it.
Clips from
five-star. From Stallone. And what I was thinking in this moment is I'm sitting there and I'm like, I really wish I knew what the hell Sylvester Stallone was saying this moment, because it really took away from the emotional impact of what was about to happen. And because he's fully just mumbling and doing his thing, saying all this stuff about you taught me to live life and all this kind of stuff. But just in his way of that kind of thing. And then... Gabrielle dies.
What?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
I'm not even joking.
What a bombshell.
She dies.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I felt, because he's like, we get, that kind of thing. And she's dead.
Wow.
It's such it's a feel good movie.
So he doesn't win.
So not like Taken at all.
No, not really like Taken. This is where it diverts from Taken territory.
So his daughter died? His granddaughter.
Well, it's his granddaughter, but it's his pseudo. His Grambo.
His Grambo.
It's his daughter. He basically treats her like his daughter.
His Grambo died? Damn, bro.
His Grambo.
No, he's Grambo in this situation.
Oh, sounds like this movie was a shambo.
So like it's really the jokes actually aren't funny super anymore. In depressing. Fact,
it's getting really what? Hambo.
Go again.
No. It's super depressing that
Oh my gosh.
Like it's really depressing.
Amazing.
But wow. So he basically he goes back like he goes across the border by like driving through the fence or something like that.
Oh, driving through the border literally?
Yeah, literally driving through the border because when he got the beat down by the Mexican cartel, they actually took his license.
Oh, no.
So they know where he lives. And
So the movie's not over.
No, the movie's not over.
Probably should be.
But
so you know what? It probably wasn't even a cartel related thing. It's probably like, you know what, dude, you're 80. You should not be on the road.
Yeah.
I've seen you drive. It's terrible.
We're taking this license off you for your own good.
Really, yeah, this cartel, that's exactly these guys are the good guys because they're keeping the road safe for our children whilst also stealing other people's children.
They're empowering women and also like helping the roads be safer.
In
so, like,
they're teaching them all about natural medicines. Meaning.
Yeah.
And you're like in grooves. It's like, oh, so what do you do? I work for the cartel. Oh, man, I've heard they've got really so great good. Benefits. Oh, man.
Dental is fantastic.
Dental
is
so good. Dental is just a dude who's really good at like mouth torture. He just has like his own set of pliers and stuff.
Bring it dental. So basically, Rambo goes back home and he tells Maria what's happened and she's really devastated as you are, like as you would be, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then what happens is he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go back to Mexico and just, you know,
kill everyone.
Start wiping out people. So he tells Maria to just
leave.
So
now it's John Wick.
It's kind of John Wick, but not really. Like, pretty much. Yeah,
oh,
he tunnels back to Mexico.
Back to Mexico.
Well, hang on. So does that mean in the next one, Gabrielle is going to come back? If it's
probably
like Fast and Furious, yeah.
From out of the grave in the backyard of the ranch, because that's where he buries her.
Well, it turns out she didn't
Rambo.
Die. She just
undead blood.
Oh, okay, come on.
Dead blood? Rambo dead blood?
Rambo dead blood.
Well, she'll just show up in the next one with memory loss. That's how it works.
It's just the same movie.
Exactly. That's how it works. That's how an overdose works as well.
Well...
So he goes back to Mexico and he kills one of the brothers. So it kind of happens off screen. He like kills a bunch of guys and then gets into his house and it happens off screen. And he, like you don't actually see him die. You just see the guys in the shower and he sort of like sneaks in the room. And next thing you know, he's driving away and he's throwing a head out the window.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
So, the other brother comes
see the rest
in,
of the
and
body.
He's like, "Yeah,
it's naked."
So the other brother comes
in the shower.
He does have a towel around him, and it's like a modesty towel.
That's nice. That's nice.
It's
of
nice.
Rambo.
It's nice of Rambo.
That's a personal touch.
Yeah. Consider it.
Yeah, it is. It is. So he like he goes back to Arizona and naturally just to you know live a quiet life.
How long is he in Mexico for?
Oh, not very long. It's like maybe 5 minutes in movie time, but it's probably like a night. Yeah.
10 frames.
Yeah, he's like, 10 frames, kills a bunch of guys, cuts off a head and drives back home. That's it.
You know, like a one night bender in Mexico. That's.
Yeah.
It's a Rambo bender.
Yeah. And man, you come back headless. Seriously.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
Wow. I keep forgetting he sets himself up.
No, yeah, he really does.
You guys are giving me a chance.
So Rambo goes back home and the other brother finds his brother and naturally he's not kind of happy about it, his brother being headless. Which is surprising.
He's
Rambo.
It's like that scene in Monty Python Holy Grail at the start with the Black Knight. You make me sad. Come along. And then that's it. Or just like,
what?
Nope. That didn't work. That didn't work.
Nope.
Or you're just like, oh, it's surprising that he's so upset about his brother dying.
Oh, yeah, it so, is. Yeah, it is. Like,
you make
really
me sad.
Surprising. Yeah, yeah, that's, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. I don't remember that movie well enough.
What?
For that quote.
I do.
It's one of my for favorite
that
quote.
That's like the least quotable quote.
What? Well, from that. You know what? Yeah, probably. I get that.
That is fair enough.
You make me sad.
You're not wrong. You make me sad.
Your quote makes me sad.
We're bringing it back.
Anyways.
Dean's jokes make me sad. Okay.
What do you think about Rambo Last Blood? It makes me sad.
And made
it
me makes sad. Me sad.
It's that new rating systems. Weird, obscure Monty Python quotes.
So what did you Rambo think of this movie? Nick.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, yeah. So this is the Home Alone portion of the movie.
I can't tell.
So basically... Rambo sets up his house like Home Alone. He just like sets up a whole heap of traps and everything in his bunker that he's prepared earlier.
He has a moment where he's at the dinner table. He's like, I made my family disappear.
Yeah, no. The moment at the dinner table is more like this. It's more like, and everyone's like,
what?
It's me.
No, it's just me, Jason. I was just chewing a bunch of gravel.
As I do, usually. In this part,
I'm eating pavement.
Oh, the best. So
home invasion there you time.
Go,
yeah, home alone time. So naturally, they're coming to get him because
that's every prepper's dream. Yeah. And if they say it's not, they're a big liar. They want zombies or home invasion.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I can see why he was doomsday prepping because why else would he be doing any of this bunker stuff?
Oh, no, that is real.
He was expecting like something.
Doomsday preppers are but no. real.
Oh, I know that, but I just Rambo's character doesn't. It wasn't really a doomsday prepper up until
it's
this point.
It's too smart for him.
It's yes. So yeah, he sets up his house, and a bunch of guys come, and it's basically it's Home Alone, like the house, but with the action of Friday the 13th.
Oh,
yes,
and
That's a combo.
And Rambo's like, yeah, it's quite a combo. It's also like
the Corridor Digital video that came out.
It is, but it's not fun.
R-rated Home Alone. Okay.
Yeah, it's not as fun as you'd imagine it to be because the choreography is so terrible that you have no idea where Rambo is in relation to where the actual guys
are coming in. Short. They're like, he's so far away, and then he punches you in the nuts because he's actually right there.
Oh, you got me with the perspective.
It's literally like that, but he's like Rambo the magician because he's just like, he's like, over here. Oh, I'm a magician.
I'm a magician.
So he kills like all the guys and then he has like the main guy in his sights, but there's like maybe two more guys to kill. What was that? So
I could just imagine Rambo with like the top hat. I was like, oh no, a rabbit. Was this your kind? But it's
it
a knife.
Fully like that.
Look at that, you son of a bitch. I made my family like disappear.
He pops up all over the place and even at one point he's like, a movie, like this kind of thing, like comes out of nowhere.
He doesn't actually say that.
No, he does. He actually says that line. I'm over here.
Does he have a mirror room?
Oh, you might as well have, because he's so stupid. And he even has like speakers set up so that it like sets them off and has like music playing. Like, and I can't even remember what the song is that's playing, but it's like, it's like one of those songs that like your dad thinks is cool, but it's not, kind of thing. So just imagine that is playing right now. I can't even think
anything
of the name.
By Meatloaf.
Yeah, it's probably
a bad out of hell.
It's not a Meatloaf song. It's like, I'm probably offending a heap of people when like I say that, but I was just like, hey, what is this song, kind of thing.
Amazing.
Anyways, he like kills all the guys except for like maybe three, and he sees like he's got the leader of the cartel in his sights, but he decides not to kill him because he wants to leave him till last, and he tells him that later on. He's like, I could have killed you 100 times, but I left you to last.
And he runs away into the night, and the guy's like, what?
yes, exactly. What did you say?
Did anyone get that? Are we worried?
It may be because I'm Mexican and I don't speak English but you don't speak English that well either, obviously.
He kept asking me if this was my card.
He said he could have had Thai food, but he wanted to fast. He's like, what's going on?
He said he was doing a gig in Vegas.
Rambo basically kills everyone. Like, he blows up everywhere around the house, and in the movie there's like a bunch of like drone shots, but they're really obvious GoPro shots as well. Like, it's really like low budget because the grade changes really heavily, and it's really sharp. Like, you know how like GoPros have like those over sharp sort of
looks.
So it's
like clearly like a DJI Phantom or something that they use.
Yeah, something like
or
that.
Like a Mavic.
More Mavic. But
What's the next one down?
I don't know. Like an early Air model of the DJI.
Some kid's just got a GoPro and he's just pegged it into the sky. And they're just
basically,
they slow it down and hope the rotation works for them.
Like had no aerial shots. Some kid's just been there with a drone, just like taking illegal footage. And it's like, we'll just use his stuff.
We'll just use that.
That'll be fine.
So he'd been practicing. Actually, it's funny that you say cards, because he had been practicing with cards earlier on.
Is this your card?
It was a little bit of foreshadowing, because there's a barn at the ranch, and he had some cards up on the wall that he used a bow and arrow to like shoot the cards from across the other side of the barn. Yeah, and he had them perfectly set up out in like this shape.
Fantastic.
And you work out later on that that's actually the shape of a person, because it's the leader of the cartel gets like shot by about five arrows and pinned up against the wall. And that's when Stallone comes down and he says his whole speech about like, I could have killed you a million times or whatever. And, but I didn't, cause I wanted to leave you to last. And then he's like, I want you to feel how it feels, like all my grief or whatever. And then he does like, you know, the real badass kind of thing of, using his knife finally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Again. Mm. Well, he has been using it a fair bit in this.
Oh,
and he decides that he's just going to do what he said he'd do originally, and he cuts out his heart and holds it out and shows it to him as he dies.
Cool. It's like some Kung Pao stuff there.
It's a bit crazy.
And then in the fight and everything, he actually did get shot. So he like, he stumbles his way onto the patio and sits in an old rocking chair, and the movie ends as he's just rocking back and forth on the chair. And there's a nice little montage of all the movies before. So
does he actually die? He's actually going to die.
He doesn't.
So they actually
kill him? I don't know. Does he die? I don't know.
Well, you saw the movie, Jason. Does he die?
Does he die?
It goes into the end credits at this point.
Sure,
is there an end credits? Is there an end credits, like post-credits scene?
So like we have the montage. We have the montage of all the other movies. And it's like in like footage of him. Hey, stop looking it up, Paul. I'm getting to it. I can see. Does he die?
Does he die? Anyway, so tell me he dies.
They
killed Rambo.
Shut up. So they have the montage, and it's like in this really crappy like you know when they get old footage that wasn't shot in slow mo, but then they try and blend the frames.
That really weird like starter the ghosting.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So they try to do that in a really cool sort of cinematic way, but it's it just comes off as cheap and nasty because it wasn't shot in that way. And it kind of, it's like they're pretending that that's the style that they're going for. Like it's meant to be like that kind of crappy style. But then what happens is we cut back to the ranch, a nice shot of the ranch, and we see Rambo horseback riding off into the sunset.
Rip off.
The movie's
It's
freaking called Last Blood.
Legitimately riding into the sunset?
Legitimately riding riding into the sunset. And then it freeze frames and goes into the end credits. That's it.
Oh my God, that sounds truly
The end
they
of
wouldn't
the movie.
Even kill him in the last movie. He freaking died in the first book.
Let him die.
Come on.
Just let him die.
The novel that the first movie was based on, he dies at the end of it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the end of the movie. It's crap. It's just a nasty, nasty movie.
Man.
Like, it's so nasty, like, because, like, I think it's just all the stuff that the girl goes through to just die.
Yeah, holy crap.
And then the movie like just continues on and then it just becomes this violent sort of horror movie kind of thing. It's more of a horror movie than it is a, like I put it more in a horror category, which is fine. Like I like horror movies, but you know what you're going to watch when you go to watch a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's not fun. There's nothing to enjoy in this movie.
Well, I'm sold. Jason, well done.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to go see this now.
You're welcome.
Holy crap.
So, that's the movie. That's Rambo Last Blood.
Thank you for taking the bullet on this one.
Yeah, thank you.
I know.
Genuinely appreciate it from the sound of things.
I hated that movie, hey. Like, I really, I liked
jeez.
Rambo 1 to 4. And I actually, like, 4 was pretty full on, but it kind of still... It still has that sort of redeeming, like, yay, we had a fun time kind of thing, even though it's like super gory and stuff. But it's just, I don't know. There's a certain point when it just isn't fun. Yeah. It's just like.
Sort of usually when like they bring in sex trafficking.
5 minutes in, is that about?
Yeah, probably. Probably like, that's where. Yeah, like,
this is a real problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think in a way they're kind of like, I know they're doing it with the Burma one. They're trying to be like, hey, let's like put a spotlight on to this real issue and that. Like, it's not Rambo. Rambo's not
like,
I don't know. It's evolved
an activist
from that. Yeah, me, I suppose in the first one he was, but I suppose in the second two he was just this RoboCop kind of character that just takes out everyone kind of thing.
Because he didn't want to be there, but for some reason he gets brought in.
And
It's. I really didn't like the second one, and then I don't. Actually, and I haven't seen the third one.
Yep.
And then number four was okay. I do remember liking number four.
A good one.
I haven't seen the third one since I was a little kid. Cool. Like. Maybe
when
like
say,
14, 15.
Okay. Like when you say little kid, so I haven't seen it since I was five. Maybe,
remember,
I might have been 12 or 11. I'm not
remember
sure.
Remember Rambo's friend, Marissa or whatever. Jason's the kid.
Yeah.
You were there from the beginning. Oh my gosh.
For sure.
Frig.
But I think I seen it on TV. So it was like a lot of things I seen on TV back when they like censored heaps of stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, it was, and it's probably why I didn't expect Rambo to be as violent when I watched Rambo 4, because I was like, wait a second, it was hardly any violence.
That's where you're wrong, kiddo.
I thought the Rambo movies were only 20 minutes long. What the heck's going on?
Yeah, what's going on here?
What do you mean he killed people?
But yeah. 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 He was shooting bubbles the whole time. What? What is this?
He's got in Afghanistan flowers, for 5 minutes and then came home and I was happy.
What a great guy.
So yeah. That's the end of that series, I hope. It's crap.
That sounds truly terrible.
Of a fun, exciting series for the Nerds Before Birds podcast.
Yes. So next week, what are we doing next? Explaining movies. Rating out of birds.
Oh, give us the rating.
Oh, yeah. Really interested. Yeah. Give us the rating.
One and a half birds
wow.
for me. One and a half birds.
Hang on.
Okay.
What gave it the 1.5?
I think it's just because there is like nothing. Well, okay. What gave it the 1.5?
Why such a high rating?
The drone footage.
You're right.
What did you like about it?
Because it's hard to rate something like lower than 1.5.
It's quite a one.
Like
I gave.
I didn't like the character.
Rid of the World half a star. Half a bird.
Damn, freak. I gave half it 1.5.
Wow.
I gave it's on par with Rim of the World for me. Okay.
That's not what you want to hear.
It went past, like the movie actually went quicker than Rim of the World because it was like there was more happening in a short space of time. Because it's not a long movie, I don't think. But but it's just nasty. Like it's it's not like a movie that you can walk out and feel great about watching.
Well, I gotta say, like, I'll take my hat off to you, Jace. You explained it well. You kept it under an hour. For that, you get a whole half bird extra in my book. I give this 2 birds just based on
Hang
your
on,
description.
No. Jason's good deeds shouldn't make this movie better.
Wait, what?
I'm trying to make the point. Like, if you want to enjoy this movie, just get Jason to explain it to you.
I had a great time. I thought he was a wizard.
That's much better.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. This is you trying to get out of watching movies, right?
Exactly. Like, we should do this more often. Any movies you think are bad, tell me about it. I'll love it.
Should we keep a theme going for this next week? Should we just make the theme
I think we will be.
October is fun times in Mexico. So next week I'll do Sicario.
Brilliant.
Look, Sicario is a great movie. I love Sicario.
That border scene is just
holy unreal. Crap.
It's so intense. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, it's beautifully done.
Denis Villeneuve is a great filmmaker, and that's why that movie's so good. This filmmaker, he's not that great. Like, I mean, he did Get the Gringo, which
I like
is not,
that movie.
Huh.
It's good because of Mel Gibson.
Yes,
I think.
Yes.
Because he really elevates what that movie is.
He made it better than what it was, like what it should have been.
Yeah. And whereas Sylvester Stallone is not that charismatic.
Well, it helps when you can understand them.
Oh man, so bad. Hey, yeah. Man. Like I wrote in my notes, this has memorable lines like yeah, and
life.
If you wrote that down, I want to know how you spelt that.
Yeah, I'd love to transcript that.
I just heard
a lot of vowels, a ton of vowels, and some R's.
Beautiful.
This was one of the few movies where I didn't mind being on my phone while I was actually watching at the cinemas, and I was just like
he was on the phone talking to his wife. Like, oh my god, you're not. Oh, he's in a truck. What the hell?
Oh, he just cut some guy's legs off. Like, actually, there's like some really gnarly deaths.
Yeah. Oh man.
In it, but it's kind of like they've infiltrated. What's his name?
Neil Blomkamp.
The guy from Wolf Creek.
Ivan Milat.
Mick Dundee or whatever his name is.
Mick Dundee! Yeah, well,
it's not Mick Dundee. He goes by the name of Mick or something in Wolf Creek.
Mick Taylor.
Mick Taylor.
Yeah, Mick Taylor.
Because he makes a heap of references to Mick Dundee. Like he basically... Yeah, my name's Mick Dundee.
It was named after Mick Dundee to be like.
Yeah.
Is it Mick? Taylor? It is Mick Taylor.
It is Mick Taylor. Taylor. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is. So, like, it's kind of like that, but he's meant to be the good guy in this. And you kind of, well, you do.
Doesn't work.
You root for him because he is killing, like, bad guys, but it's because it's so, like, over the top, but not done in, like, a John Wick, like, cool kind of way.
Yeah.
Mm. It's just done in, like, you just get the violence, but not the cool choreography of that. Gee, that's a hard word to say.
Choreography. Choreography had five.
Choreography.
Choreography.
Yeah, I know. It does when it's late at night.
Are you lying? Can you take a choreograph test?
Choreographic Ferrari.
Yeah, there we are. It doesn't have any syllables if you're Sylvester Stallone. It's just got
everything Jason's saying is choreographically correct.
That's how he stays exactly. in such good condition, Sylvester Stallone. He's just on the one syllable diet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sly. All right.
That was good.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah.
What are we going to do next week
on the show? What are we doing next week,
boys?
Paul?
Have I got a treat for you? Strap yourselves in.
It depends on where
we are continuing
your Dragon Balls.
We're continuing the single ticket movie
Dragon
month.
Balls.
I'm trying to get to it. Whatever. We're doing.
What are we doing?
We're going to do Dragon Ball Z Super Broly.
Finally.
Yep. I've got the power finally, of God and anime.
Yeah.
And well, we're doing all, Super all Broly it took,
All it took yep. was promising that Jason and I didn't have to watch it.
For us to cover that movie.
Hey, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
Look,
brilliant. So
that
we
is
are
a day
continuing,
I'm going to have to either take like muscle relaxants or something before that podcast because I know what's going to happen and I know I just need to be calm going into it.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so much.
Yeah, so look forward to an angry review of that next week.
Look forward to a drunk Paul next week. All right, guys, we're going to do Super Broly. I'm going to be Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone explains Super Broly. Dragon Balls.
Yeah, so that'll be on next week's podcast. And that brings us to the end of this
I have a couple of ideas for the next week as well for mine.
Yeah, what is that? Well, do we want to give that away now?
No, I got a couple of ideas. I will have something locked in by next week.
What?
Well, I'm going to narrow it down to one by next week.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you bring it up then?
That's when
I thought that's where the conversation was going.
Oh, my God. I've got a couple of ideas. What are they? Don't know yet.
Well, I was just like,
that's great. 15 seconds.
I was like, I'm sure Jason's going to ask me about it, so I might as well just beat him to it. But then
well,
he's like,
thing
no,
you
he's
beat
just
going to
go
then.
Straight to the conclusion, straight to wrapping it up. I was like, okay,
well done.
I probably shouldn't have said anything.
I agree.
You're welcome.
You know what? I'll get some ideas about
Jason,
that.
Jason, what are the ideas?
No,
I'll tell you next week. Stupid. All right. Get us the hell out of here.
I very much understand the error of my ways, but I appreciate you guys making it way
more. You're still talking.
You're still talking.
Jason, hold for Dean. Right. Anything you want to add?
No, I'm good.
All right, Jason
you were saying something.
Wind her up.
You were saying something?
So that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Holy crap.
If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. And that just helps us to go to the movies. So, like, you know, one of us could go, like an extra one of us could go maybe next week if we have more patrons. No. And we don't have to do Super Bowl.
Let Paul sit by himself.
It was your idea. Oh,
yeah. But, yeah, so
it was a panicked idea after we didn't go see Rambo.
Yeah, after you guys didn't go see the movie.
What can we do with this?
Again, we could have played that off like we planned this, but that's fine. Let's drop the veil straight away.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
They were going to find out soon enough.
You'd be like, hey, we had this great idea where we're going to do one person reviews. But no, it's like, yeah, so we bloody didn't see it. Hey. Welcome to the movie podcast. Subscribe. Give us money because we're so with it.
We're so prepared.
We're so committed to it.
Yeah. We're very committed to it. Yeah. So committed to it that we just spent an hour and a half. Oh, actually, no, we're so good.
Well, wrap her up, Jason.
We should. I'll wrap it up now. Okay.
See you guys.
So, yeah, Patreon, whatever. But, yeah, we're also on social media. Yep. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're Nerds Before Birds on all of those except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird, singular. We also have a website. We've got merch. We've got heaps of different stuff. So check out our website at nerdsbeforebirds.com. Mm-hmm. And as we said, we're doing single ticket movie month. Ooh. So check out next week's episode on Super Broly.
Super Broly.
We planned it. We planned it.
Totally planned it.
Yeah. Good night.
Wait.
You're like, what?
wait, no, I'll do that. Like the,
hell
the
no, we're
stuff.
Done. See you guys.
No.